Federal law makes it illegal to knowingly sell a gun to someone who's been committed to a mental institution or deemed not mentally competent. But New Hampshire does not report mental illness to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS. Democratic Senator David Waters says that's all he's trying to change.
Now, under current law, someone who chooses not to check that box off on the permit application, if the gun dealer or the state police puts the name in the system, the name is not there and the sale can go forward.
Waters emphasized that his bill would also create a mechanism to undo previous mental health findings. And he repeated his bill would not change who is eligible to purchase a firearm.
The only change is that gun dealers and the state police will be able to determine if the application was filled out accurately.
The proposal won support from the state's attorney general and the trade group that represents gun makers. However, its future is dubious. First of all, there are concerns the bill could discourage people from seeking counseling. Goffstown Republican State Rep. John Burt is a hardliner when it comes to gun rights. He says he's seen a therapist in the past, but
this bill passes, I'll tell you right now, I'll never go see another therapist. I'm scared to death to go see one now.
To be clear, the only individuals who would be reported to the background check database are those who have been adjudicated or deemed mentally incompetent by a probate court. More surprising than the opposition from gun advocates, though, was the fire the proposal took from the civil rights community. Devin Chafee is with the state's ACLU.
Any approach to prevent gun violence should really be data-driven.
Chafee says two of the groups targeted by the bill don't actually pose a threat.
In fact, there is no proven connection between individuals who are found, say, incompetent to stand trial or who have been appointed a guardian at any likelihood to be violent.
Chafee asked lawmakers to kill the bill. So did the New Hampshire Disabilities Rights Center. Ken Norton with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, meanwhile, said he'd rather see a bill that reports what he calls dangerousness rather than mental illness. People with DWIs or domestic violence charges, he says.
And we need to provide law enforcement with the tools to prevent any individual with a high risk of dangerousness from having access to firearms.
Norton, who said he felt conflicted on this bill, suggested lawmakers study the issue further. The committee's chair seemed open to the possibility. Given all the opposition, that might be this bill's best hope. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.